Welcome to the Storage Playbook. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just dipping your toes in the industry, this podcast is your go-to resource for self-storage operations. I'm your host, Rick Beal, alongside with Megan Smith, and each week we dive into all things self-storage. So grab your headphones, pour your coffee, and let's get this started. In this episode of the Storage Playbook, we dive into the crucial topic of customer feedback. Today, we're going to talk about turning insights into action. We're going to explore how customer feedback can be transformed into actionable strategies that can improve your service, boost your customer satisfaction, and drive business growth within the self-storage industry. So today, I'm here with my partner, Megan Smith, and we are happy to talk with you today. Megan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk about customer feedback.
Let's talk about customer
feedback. Everyone loves feedback, right?
I take feedback surprisingly very well. No, I don't actually. I'm awful at feedback. I take it very personal, and I think it's a slight against me.
Ignore it and replace it with my version of reality that I choose to accept.
Yeah.
I think that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. Feedback. Okay. So let's talk a little bit today about the importance of it and why we need to get it from our customers. I know a lot of times that it's not easy to get this information sometimes. And so we're going to talk about strategies of how to get it, how to look at it, and what to do with it, because I think that's also one of the most important things to do. So, you know, Megan, let's talk a little bit about the significance of trying to gather this feedback from self-storage. Why is it important, do you think?
Yeah, so I think people will tell you happily their frustrations a lot of the time. They will tell you what makes things hard. A lot of the time as owners, we don't realize the small things that annoy them, you know, and how easy sometimes that can be to fix. Like Rick and I were once at a property in Louisiana and we had to move some things in and out of it. They had, you know, a storm or whatever. And the concrete in front of the door was it was badly damaged. Well, every time I would go by, to me, I'm like, oh, that's not a big deal, right? I don't want to pay to fix that. But as I was pushing the cart, everything fell off and started breaking. And it was extremely annoying as a customer, from a customer point of view. So I think things like that, you know, you have to be open to feedback so that your property can be just the best that it can be.
Yeah, I agree. Having that is crucial. I mean, it's like the bell curve. You sure listen to the podcast. I talk the bell curve all the time. This should be like the bell curve podcast, but it's so true. You know, the vast majority of the customers are right here in the middle. You're going to get the extremes when it comes to feedback. Sometimes if you don't solicit it, you're going to get the, you know, oh my gosh, I love you guys. You could have rats in here and you would be the best storage facility ever. And then you get the other side where you could have roads paved with gold and the gold wouldn't be shiny enough. So, you know, you're just going to get all sorts of stuff. So that's why it's important to kind of elicit some of this feedback. So we've kind of devised a couple ways of doing this that we kind of want to talk about today. So one of the things that we like to do is, first off, having it easy to get feedback. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we do is every one of our stores, we have big giant signs, and the big giant signs have a QR code to them. And it basically says, we want your feedback. I wish I could take credit for it, but I saw it in a car wash and I'm like, that's a really good idea. We should actually try that. So when they scan it, it automatically goes to a survey. Now, let's talk about the survey for a second. So you can get expensive surveys. They're always out there. You can do your own if you have a smaller facility using Google Forms. That's super easy. We use SurveyPlanet, and that has become very easy. It's affordable. It's like $100 a year for unlimited surveys. But what's important about it is you get feedback about what is going on. And it also gives a place for customers to complain about that is not Google. So that's great. So you get your feedback on there. You need to elicit some of these feedback. So, you know, maybe let's talk a little bit about some of the questions that we ask.
Yeah. So we try to keep it super simple, right? So people are busy, they're moving, they're stressed. They don't really want to, you know, answer a 100 question, 10 point survey. Like, that's annoying. So super, super simple. How was your move? 1 through 5. great, terrible, anything we could have did better, you know, great, terrible. You want to ask people after they move in and then again after they move out. So you want to survey them twice so that you understand the move-in experience, move-out experience. And then why are you leaving, of course, as the move-out? Was it a rate increase? Is it, you know, an issue at the property? What's going on with the property so that you can understand how to help the customer? And then review the responses. We've gotten some, you know, they said, yeah, the door sills on the bottom are very cracked. My items got dirty. So that's an easy fix. That's something that's super simple to fix so that the door sills are well sealed and the property doesn't get dirty. So make sure that you're giving people a way to contact you that, like Rick said, does not involve one-star Google reviews, because that's going to be the next step. You're asking them, you're showing them, you're fixing it, you're thanking them for their feedback and making that experience better for everybody.
Yeah. So right now I'm looking at one of our platforms. So I logged into Survey Planner right now. I'm kind of looking at it. So first question is, why did you move out? So this is something that we send our customers, like Megan said, after they move out. So you can do this in your PMS system. So quick survey, why are you moving out? 62% of the people are done with storage. 25% because it's too expensive. So that could either, you know, be they just can't afford it anymore. And then 13% of people are moving out because of a rate increase. Now, you know, depending on the goals of your storage facility, that's not a bad thing. You know, you may want people to move out of storage because you need to flush those out with higher paying customers. But you know for sure. So you're not just guessing. And that's the biggest thing here, that we're not guessing. And then, of course, we have bad experience. We ask people, what could we have done better? This is hilarious. Keep an owner for more than 6 months. Lower rate for gravel versus pave. Improve security and notify tenants when things are to be stolen. So apparently we need to notify people before things get stolen. But it's just interesting to see what people's perspective of things are. This site that we took over has passed hands a number of times through a number of owners. So, you know, obviously this is an issue. So if one person sees it, you know, there's probably more people who see that as well. Price increased too quickly, even though the prices on the website were still the original price we started with over a year ago. Had trouble access the gate twice. Code should work better. So these are some cool things that we know, because if it's happening to them, it's happening to other people, and people just aren't telling us. So that's why it's important to have these feedback in your facility.
And this is even more important in the time of unmanned properties. You know, normally if it's staff, they'll go tell the manager, right? That's super easy to go give feedback. Hey, you know, the gate's broken or the fence is down or my door didn't close or whatever. But whenever you have an unmanned property, there's no way for anyone to complain except Google, unless they call the call center and you need to have some quality control over those calls. And sometimes people don't. So this gives people a way on the unmanned properties to give you some feedback so that you know what's going on at your store. Because often, you know, somebody goes by once a week and something can sit there for a whole week before anybody sees it.
So, Megan, I'm calling you out on this one. So give me a specific example. So what, you know, I'm thinking, I'm talking enough on this podcast, but what, give me an example. What's that?
Talking so much. No,
I do talk so much. Right? I just talk loudly, so everyone thinks I talk a lot. Give us an example. We've done this before. So what's a time where we've gotten this feedback from people and we've changed something in the storage facility?
Oh my gosh, a billion times. So easy stuff.
Maybe off by one or two numbers on that one.
No, for sure. I'm an accountant. It's a billion. It's a billion and 75. Come on. So one that comes to mind is we had a RV a parking spot. We started getting a lot of forms saying that people were living there. So we did some restructuring on online rentals, changed up how people could live there, added some security from the local manager, and then had some of the neighbors also keep an eye on the property because we were starting to have thefts because people were kind of living on the property. So we've done things like that that we wouldn't have known until probably for a while, because if they're living there at night, the manager doesn't go at night. So it would have taken us some time to figure that out. We have changed our entire call center from feedback. We have implemented a ton of technology, just easier move-ins, easier move-outs. We've given the call center more data and built like internal websites that give information so that the call center can answer questions proactively, because people would rent, they couldn't find their unit. So that created us, made us build our internal call center website so that people, the call center agents, could give all the information, help the person move in, help eliminate that friction point. So I think we're always just looking at the friction points of customers, whether it's the rental process, the actual physical move-in process, rate management plan, you know, whatever that may be that would frustrate them, and then figuring out, not band-aiding it, because that's really easy to just like put something quick over it. You want to really think about your process on the back end and decide, is it a process issue? Is it training? Is it a site issue? What is causing this negative feedback? And sometimes we get positive feedback. Let's talk about that too. So it's nice whenever they're like, great job, especially when we take over from a new property that we're new to managing. It's really fun to start getting to the point of the positive feedback from maybe prior negative feedback with changes that we've made, where we do fix, you know, fences that were broken down, or they were unmanned and we staffed them because that wasn't the right site to be unmanned. Or we adjust rates, or we put in better signage, or, you know, fix problems. So it's good to see that too, where people are appreciative of all the hard work that we do to turn the property around and make it a great place for them to store.
Yeah. So I'm looking right now at some of the things. So obviously we talk about how we have move-in surveys as well. So let me click on one of those things. So how was your move-in experience on a scale of 1 to 5? So we want to know how easy it was. What could we have done better? And then, is there anything we could have done better? No, super easy. No, the man at the front desk was awesome and helpful. Absolutely the best experience ever. Nothing I can think of. The hours are great and service and location is beautiful. I would recommend this place to anyone. So, you know, it also gives you an insight to staff. So let's say you have a store out in the middle of South Dakota, nowhere. You are an out-of-state owner, operator, and you're giving kind of the keys to the kingdom to this manager that you're paying, you know, X amount of dollars an hour. So it gives you an insight of how they're behaving. So if you're over and over again getting this like, hey, this person needs to be put in check. Trust me, this is experience, Saga. We've seen this before. The manager has a God complex, you know, all these other things, you know, you kind of start to see patterns over and over again that you talk to the manager and he's totally fine. But, you know, you go to the surveys and you start seeing this stuff and you start seeing a regular pattern over and over again, you know, here's the red flags of information. And, you know, if that's happening, other things are happening in your facility as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So what about those things that, like, you know, for example, the one-offs, Megan, how, where should we put like more emphasis into our surveys?
Yeah, that's a good question. So
no, because I asked it. Of course it could be a good question. I asked it. What the hell?
It's a stupid question. Ask me a better one.
That was the question you came up with. Just kidding.
So I think as you're getting these results, you really need to think about, is this one person giving you feedback that is a common issue, or is this just one person being one person? So, you know, take things with a grain of salt. I like to ask about the normal stuff. Most people's complaints are going to be around access. Did the gate code work? Did the gate open? Finding their unit. Was that easy? Do they have enough carts? Could they get to their unit? Did it open and close? Was it clean? Is the entry, right? There's not a whole lot of stuff we can do right or wrong in storage. And then on the exit, were their items the same as whenever they put them in, or did anything happen in the meantime? Pest, water leaks, theft. And then were they able to easily cancel their unit? Because you want to be able to easily do that. And then move out with hours working, getting their items loaded, and the gate leaves on the way out. So storage is not that hard, right? It's a pretty easy business. If you get those things right at the beginning and end, you're going to make most people happy. So sometimes you'll have crazy one-offs, like, I don't know, I can't think of any of the super crazy ones, but we've seen just some things that were like, okay, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Some random.
Yeah. You can't paint the building red because the person really likes red or something. Just silly.
So we haven't had any ones like that. That's actually the most ridiculous example I've ever heard. I'm going to edit it out of this podcast. The example's so bad. So the other thing we haven't touched on, so this is a really cool one. So you can do this for some of these paid services. I don't believe you can do it for in Google Forms. So, you know, let's say we want to do a move in or move out survey. Let's do a move out survey. You can put it in there, and let's say on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best, how was your experience? So if they give you a 1, you then have a choice of bifurcating the system. Now, bifurcation means split. I actually love that word because it makes me sound super smart. And so I have a couple of like really smart words that I use, and bifurcation is one of those. So
yep. You,
plethora. I have a plethora of bifurcating terms. So, yeah, get me off track, Smith. What the heck? What the crap? So, you can split out this. So if they say, hey, my experience sucked, it then goes to another avenue where you can say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you had a bad experience. Please let me know how we can do better, and can we contact you? So then people have an avenue to complain on, right? Because people want to hear that. People want to feel like they're heard. And then also you have an opportunity to reach out and talk with the customer and make it better. Now, then that doesn't go on Google. It doesn't go on Yelp. It doesn't go on Facebook. So there's another avenue for you to go. And if customers go and say, hey, I had a fantastic move-in experience, I'll give you a 5. Then you can go immediately to the next one and says, oh, fantastic. If you could do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review with the, and you embed the Google link right there, that also helps as well. So people are feeling heard on both ways. You're encouraging feedback. You're encouraging people to go to Google to give you, you know, more reviews. So it's a win-win all the way around for you. So I can't emphasize enough how important these surveys are.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's in not just surveys. As you're at your site, you know, walk around, talk with people. How are you doing? Are you just moving in? You know, do you have any problems? How was your experience? Talking with people. We're not big fans of calling people after the move in or anything like that. We typically stick to surveys to, you know, talking with people on site, sending them the survey links through the move in via text and email, and kind of keeping it simple like that.
Yeah, we've always been big fans, and right or wrong, we're not saying this is right or wrong, but we've always been big fans of you move in, you store your stuff, we leave you alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, the next time you probably hear from us is when you get a rate increase, which is not great. But, you know, we're not going to send you a newsletter. People don't really care about how your storage facility is. I know you do because you're the owner and you're the operator. People really want to, you know, you think people want to know. They don't, I promise you. You know, I get, you. How many surveys do you get or newsletters you get signed up for? That you have, well, what the hell is this thing from?
Well, you sign me up, so I get a lot.
I sign you up for a lot of things. Yeah, I do. I totally do. It's true. It's true. But how many times you get, like, you use a plumber, like, one time, and then all of a sudden you get this newsletter for plumbing? You know, or electrician or whatever. It's the exact same thing in self-storage, man. So, you know, elicit the feedback from customers. Leave people alone. You know, just let them do their thing. Don't bug them. Don't kind of do those things. But, you know, that's kind of our two bit of information on feedback, customer feedback. And on the other side of this is, you know, you have these things built out. I would highly encourage you to also build this out for employee feedback, which is fantastic. You know, Megan, we have a couple minutes left. You want to talk a little bit about how employee feedback and how that works?
Yes, we could do a whole podcast on that, but we have done a ton of surveys with our staff, our whole staff. We've asked them, where do you and I drop the ball? How do we make things harder? If they were a boss for a day, what would they do? If they own the company, which is always interesting, what do they like about their job? Would they leave for a 10% raise? Just what's the worst part of their job? Like questions like that. We do them more frequently and less questions. So we don't want 30 questions. We want 5 or 6. They're anonymous, so we don't know who is responding to us, but we have made a ton of changes in our company. We have fired people from survey results. We have hired new people from survey results. We have stopped doing things ourselves or started doing different things ourselves. It's been really, really interesting to see the results and how people, why they work for you, what they like about working for you. would they care about, would they want more of, whether that, and it's usually not money, it's validation and more autonomy or clear direction or anything like that. What they think of you in your days and what your days need to be focused on to help them have a better quality of work and a better experience at work. So it's really been interesting to get those survey results, send that out to people and see what they tell you. Rick, what's been some of the interesting things that you've
seen? Yeah, absolutely. Like Megan said, we've changed some policies regarding what the majority of our employees have said. You know, here's some that are great. What do you think we should be focusing more time on? What in your job do you feel is a waste of time? So that's a good one. We have our employees do comp shops, and that was a big popular thing that they felt that was a waste of time. So that was a great opportunity for us to educate them why, number one, why it wasn't a waste of time and what the information actually gives. What are your current struggles? How can we help? Where are Megan and Rick dropping the ball? How can they be better leaders? I got stellar reviews. Megan just, I mean, it was embarrassing, to listen to hers.
It was horrid, yeah. They were like, who's Megan?
Who's Megan? Is that the short one? If you ran the company, what ideas, policies, and procedures would you put in place? What's one thing good we're doing and should be doing more? What's one thing as a company we should stop doing? So, you know, these are really important things to monitor, especially if they're anonymous. And please make sure they know they're anonymous. Obviously, if you have one employee and you set out a survey, it's not really anonymous. So, you get out to work with that a little bit, and you know, maybe you just have some good conversations. But yeah, these are important, and would highly encourage you to do both employee surveys and also customer surveys. Again, surveyplanet.com has a bunch of free stuff, super cheap. Google Forms is a great one. Just Google. There's a ton out there that are very, very easy and user-friendly to use. And that's all we got today. If you learned anything today out of this podcast, please like, subscribe, share. We would super appreciate it. And other than that, Megan, we'll catch you on the next one. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so much for listening. Our goal is that you come away with at least one actionable item that will help improve your self-storage facility. If we did that today, please like, subscribe, share, whatever you can do to help grow this podcast. Thank you so much for your interest in this. We'd love to see this grow. Please hit us up on LinkedIn or email us at info@atomicstoragegroup.com, and we'll see you on the next podcast.